Hello and happy holidays from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda bringing you library news and events from our 6 branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. During this holiday season, staff of the Rutherford County Library System are excited to help 2 of Rutherford County's local food banks. As of now, food donation boxes can be found at all branches of the library system. Locations in Murfreesboro and Smyrna are collecting for Nourish food banks, while the Eagleville Bicentennial Library location is collecting for the Eagleville Community Center. Patrons are encouraged to bring non-perishable items to their favorite branch. All contributions will go to one of RCLS's food bank partners and then directly to local families in need. Smyrna Public Library has also introduced a Take What You Need, Leave What You Can hygiene box for unopened items such as shampoo, soap, and toothbrushes. Visit the Smyrna Youth Services or email smyrnays@rclstn.org to learn more. Additionally, you can help our furry friends at every library branch by dropping off unopened pet food for animals in need. Together, we can spread kindness this season. And Lineball Library wants to hear from you. Hoping to offer more adult programming in the upcoming year, Lineball is conducting a survey to find out what events and classes patrons want to see at the library. Whether you're a regular or have never set foot in our facilities, your feedback is valuable and will help us better serve the community. Keep an eye on our website at rclstn.org and social media on Instagram and Facebook for this quick survey, and check back next year to see all the new adult offerings. Also note, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed Wednesday, December 24th and Thursday, December 25th for the Christmas holiday, and again on Thursday, January 1st for New Year's Day, as well as Monday, January 19th for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And remember, RCLS operating hours are changing. These updates are designed to better meet community needs and align staffing and services across the system. As of December 1st, 2025, the following branches have new hours. Lineball Public Library is closed Sundays and closed 1 hour earlier on weeknights, Monday through Thursdays at 8 p.m., while Fridays and Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. hours remain unchanged. Eagleville Library will now open 1 hour earlier, Monday through Friday at noon, and the Technology Engagement Center remains opened 1 hour later, Monday through Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., with weekend hours unchanged. These revised hours come after assessing how and when our community uses our libraries, and guarantee that we are providing service at the times that are most convenient for our patrons while maximizing our available resources. All locations will continue to offer 24/7 access to ebooks, audiobooks, and online learning tools through our website. For a list of our updated hours, please visit our Facebook page or our website at rclstn.org. Now let's hear from Lineball Youth Services.
Hello, this is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at Lineball Public Library.
And this is Taylor Davis, Youth Services Assistant at Lineball.
We have more fun holiday programming coming up in December. Our Cookies with Santa event was a huge hit, and I think the snow machine might have been the best part of the morning.
The kids really did enjoy running through the quote-unquote snow.
For another morning full of Christmas magic, don't miss our Polar Express story time. We're reading and watching the classic Christmas favorite, The Polar Express, on Saturday, December 20 at 10 a.m. We'll have hot chocolate and make a jingle bell craft. Feel free to wear PJs and bring your stuffies.
Ring in the new year with a countdown to noon party just for kids. This year, we're counting 3, 2, 1, blast off! Join us for space-themed stories, snacks, games, crafts, and a balloon drop right at noon.
I am so excited. That was so much fun this last year.
Registration is now open for the Y'all Club meeting on January 7th at 4 p.m. Join the young artists of Lineball Library to create snowflake watercolor salt art. This is a tween event open to all children ages 8 through 12.
The Teen Anime and Manga Club's next meeting is on Saturday, January 10th at 2 p.m. We'll be discussing 2026 new releases, watching trailers from upcoming anime, and discussing what titles we're most excited for in the new year. Also in January, the Teen Board Game Club will be playing A Place for All My Books, and the Tween Board Game Club is playing Twinkle Twinkle. Don't miss these informal board game afternoons.
The Teen Advisory Board meets every first Saturday of the month with our new extended time of 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., and it's the perfect place for teens who love the library to meet and discuss how to make it better for teens. We do social media marketing, aesthetics planning, curate a monthly book display, and chat about programming. Interested teens can earn up to 24 hours of free volunteer service by attending TAB meetings every year. So if you're looking for a way to build community and meet teens who are also passionate about the library, come join TAB.
Teens looking for more volunteer opportunities can fill out our teen volunteer application for the spring semester located on our website.
The Tween and Teen Creative Writing Clubs, Curiosity Club, Reading Pause Program, Library 101 for Homeschoolers, Girls Who Code Club, and Lego Club all continue in January. For more information about any of Lamball Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131 extension 114. This is our youth services page at rclstn.org, or follow us for all of our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Lineball.
It's the most wonderful time of the year at Smyrna Public Library. This is the library mascot, Bibliopause, bringing you all the holiday happenings. Come get cozy and celebrate the season with a lineup of festive fun for all ages. Swing by December 17th.
Hello, my name is Antoinette Van Zelm, and I would like to invite you to become a member of the Friends of Lineball Library. The Friends supports our local libraries by sponsoring programming, helping with the purchase of equipment and technology, and recognizing the staff for a job well done. To join Friends, email us at follintheborough@gmail.com or simply come by Limbaugh, Myrtle Glanton Lord Library at Patterson Park, or the Technology Engagement Center to get a membership brochure. We look forward to your support. Thank you.
Hello, this is Kathleen, branch manager of the Technology Engagement Center, which is next to Hobgood Elementary School in Murfreesboro. We'll have our regular programming through Friday, December 20th, and then take a few quiet weeks before we start up full throttle in the new year with new classes and programming. Remember that the tech has a makerspace, so there's still time for those handmade gifts. A quick reminder, though, if you've registered for an orientation but can't make it, please let the tech staff know, as there's often a waiting list. And if you hope to use equipment in the makerspace, perhaps give a call to see if it's available. The technology coach will be off for a few weeks over the holidays, so check the calendar for availability at other branches. The Sci-Fry Book Club will be meeting on Saturday, January 3rd at 4 p.m. Books and Brews will be back in January as well. If you need a break from the holiday season, stop by your local public library. We've got all kinds of fun ways to pass the time, and remember, it's all for free, and it's all for you. Happy holidays!
The Rutherford County Library System comprises 6 branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Lineball, Smyrna, Eagleville, MGL inside Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, all RCLS events are free and open to the public unless otherwise stated. Please check our calendar at rclstn.org and social media for a full list of virtual and in-person programming and events. For a list of all the events you heard here today and for more information, please call 615-893-4131 or visit rclstn.org.